George Soros-backed candidate for Maricopa County District Attorney supports sanctuary city policies. By Spencer Lindquist on September 30, 2022. George Soros-backed candidate for Maricopa County District Attorney Julie Gunningwell has voiced support for sanctuary city policies that would prevent Arizona officials from enforcing federal immigration law. In a previous debate, Gunningwell remarked, "Immigration is a federal issue. We can't have a state immigration policy." She went on to say, to that end, what the state can do for immigration is somewhat limited. That being said, we can have a system in Arizona that is both fair and humane. In a more recent interview, Gunningwell further clarified her position. She remarked, "Now, our Supreme Court of the United States has made it clear that local enforcement of federal immigration laws is not constitutional. Right?" Gunningwell continued, "So, those sorts of things should not be happening under the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Right?" Interviewer John Fabricius pressed Gunningwell on the vital topic, asking, "What about the predicate, though, that just by being here you're already breaking the law?" The Soros-backed candidate doubled down on her open borders agenda, saying, "Sure, and, again, the Supreme Court could not be more clear on that. Maricopa County and our Sheriff's Department does not enforce any sort of immigration-related crimes." She also went on to argue, "The idea that someone would come and conscript our law enforcement to enforce federal law should be antithetical to local control." Gunningwell has been endorsed by multiple organizations that advocate for open borders and the abolition of immigration and customs enforcement. Like Gunningwell, some of these organizations were backed by globalist billionaire George Soros. Gunningwell is running against Rachel Mitchell, the Republican candidate for the position of Maricopa County District Attorney. Mitchell is currently the interim district attorney. In a debate between the two, Mitchell criticized Gunningwell for calling to remove $25 million from the Phoenix police. Gunningwell's support for sanctuary city policies that would prevent the enforcement of immigration law is particularly noteworthy, given that America currently faces an unprecedented crisis on our southern border and throughout our country. Even Portland, Maine, located in one of the northernmost regions of our country, faces a migrant crisis. Roughly 3 million economic migrants have been allowed across the southern border into the U.S. since Biden's inauguration. Roughly 2 million additional legal migrants, temporary workers, and white-collar illegals have been allowed in via the U.S. airports. The total inflow is massive, with roughly 4 million immigrant workers joining the labor force each year. A recent poll from Gallup found that a plurality of Americans would like to see immigration decreased. A different poll found that a majority of Americans believe that Biden's border crisis is an invasion. Even 40% of Democrats believe that the crisis is an invasion, while 76% of Republicans and 46% of independents also said that America faces an invasion on its southern border. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.